Documentary blows the lid off the $400 million Zuckerberg effort to elect Biden. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2022. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg spent nearly $400 million on the 2020 presidential election in an effort to bolster then-candidate Joe Biden and quash former President Donald Trump. A documentary film from Citizens United Productions, Rigged, the Zuckerberg-funded plot to defeat Donald Trump, details. The 40-minute documentary blows the lid off the tech billionaire's efforts, alongside left-wing operatives, to unseat Trump under the guise of providing aid to assist with safety in the wake of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. These leftists essentially dump private funding into government elections, creating an artificial groundswell of get-out-the-vote efforts for Biden, whose public enthusiasm levels clearly waned throughout the election cycle, prompting jokes about the then-candidate hiding in his basement. Overall, Zuckerberg spent $400 million in 2020, only $61 million short of the $461 million the Democratic National Committee, DNC, spent in both 2019 and 2020. The explosive documentary details just how these left-wing operatives sprinkled Zuck bucks in various areas around the country to influence the election. All of this is documented by a 990 Forms nonprofit group's file with the IRS. Specifically, the documentary traces the river of cash flowing from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative to a pair of 501c3 nonprofit organizations, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, CTCL, and the Center for Election Innovation and Research, CEIR. Interestingly, the Chan Zuckerberg Institute happens to involve a number of well-connected Democrat players, including former President Obama's former campaign manager, David Plouffe, whom a press release describes as the Institute's strategist in residence, Joel Benenson, the chief strategist for twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, also conveniently served as an advisor at the Institute. The CTCL, which received roughly $328 million in Zuckerberg money, awarded about 2,500 grants around the country. And while Zuckerberg's team claims that Trump areas were awarded more money than Biden areas, the documentary explains how that assertion is enormously, and perhaps purposely, misleading, because of the approximately 160 grants of $400,000 or more, totaling some $270 million. An incredible 92% of those funds went to jurisdictions carried by Joe Biden in 2020. As Breitbart News detailed consistently throughout the election year, Democrats used the Chinese coronavirus pandemic to usher in new voting rules under the guise of public safety, and that is exactly what Zuckbucks operated under as well, as the grants were purportedly designed to assist with the safe administration of public elections throughout the pandemic. In other words, this money rushed to Democrat strongholds, as well as key swing areas, under the guise of addressing pandemic needs. Yet, that is not what they really intended it to do. This is all about the great intention of, hey, we're going to make it more secure, Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says in the documentary, as hardly any of the money went toward personal protective equipment, PPE. We're going to make it more safe. We want to make sure that people feel comfortable coming to the poll. But that's not what they ended up doing, Landry added, as these jurisdictions used the money to push Democrat objectives such as universal mail-in voting and ballot drop boxes, just as two examples. In other words, the money was used to create an artificial buzz benefiting Joe Biden. The money itself went to nearly every state 48-50, including Democrat strongholds. According to the documentary, this strategy, dumping money in areas that Biden was sure to win, California, and sure to lose, Texas, reveals that a secondary aim of the plan was to score a public relations victory by padding Biden's popular vote tally, in the event that he lost narrowly in the Electoral College. Essentially, Zuckbucks ultimately pressured governmental entities to adopt these radical Democrat ideas to transform the election, pushing mail-in ballots and increasing the number of ballot drop boxes, both of which stand as a rampant invitation for fraud. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, notes in the documentary. Ultimately, the film notes that the coronavirus provided the perfect cover for Zuckerberg's money to go to work in crucial battleground states, fulfilling the Democrat mantra of never letting a crisis go to waste. Further, The film specifically focuses on three key battleground states, which Biden won by slim margins: Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. CTCL dumped $860,000 in Kenosha, Wisconsin, for example, and another $1.2 million in Green Bay and Madison, $1.7 million in Racine, and $3.4 million in Milwaukee. Similarly, the documentary reveals that $5.1 million of the Zuckerberg money went to Arizona. What is more, four difference-making counties, Maricopa, Pima, Apache, and Coconino, received nearly 76% of the grants, and all were carried by Joe Biden, per the press release. Notably, Biden won Arizona by less than half a percentage point, or fewer than 11,000 votes. Perhaps most stunningly, $50 million in grants from both CTCL and SARE went to the Peach State. A whopping 94% of the CTCL funds in the state went to jurisdictions carried by Biden. Additionally, the consent decree signed off on by Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger undercut the process for matching signatures on absentee ballots and restricted the ability to challenge contested ballots. In my mind, they were clearly rigging the election, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says in Rigged. I'm not convinced that the election was stolen on Election Day. I think the bigger story was that across the whole country for months, there was an effort to rig the election to make it virtually impossible for Trump to win. We'll follow the money and uncover the startling facts behind Election 2020, Citizens United President David N. Bossi, who narrates the documentary, said. In order to answer the question once and for all, what happened? And to ensure it never happens again. Former President Trump, who speaks in the film, noted that Zuckerberg was putting money under the guise that he's going to open up the election, deeming it crap. That's all crap. Not gonna open it up. He's closing it. He's making it impossible for a Republican to win, he said. Ultimately, the documentary is aiming at raising awareness of the powerful influence Zuckerberg and left-wing operatives had in the 2020 election, pulling strings behind the scenes and using the distraction of pandemic panic as a means to take down Trump. He should totally be held accountable, Trump says in Rigged. And he should never be allowed to do it again. And nobody else should. It was a rigged election. People have to find out what happened and they have to hold people accountable. The documentary will premiere at Trump's Winter White House Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, on April 5, 2022. Viewers can watch the film after the premiere at www.rig2020.com.